Hi, everyone. I'm David Chadwick, and this is News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Welcome back to the show. If there's any Easter hymn that probably is played throughout most of the churches throughout the world, that's the one. Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, the word hallelujah means praise God. Praise God. He died on the cross, was raised from the dead to give us the gift of eternal life. And what a wonderful gift that is. I would also say that it's not only to allow us the freedom to live each day to the full because we need fear death no more, but it's also the reality of Jesus' presence living in us every single day. Romans 8:11, the power that raised Jesus from the dead now lives in us. I have my wife next to me. We are obviously having to do the show from home, practicing social distancing, the quarantine. Lord Jesus, free us from COVID-19. Find a cure in Jesus' name as soon as possible. But Marilyn, happy Easter to you. As you remember the resurrection, that's the battle cry of the church. It's been the battle cry of Christians since day one. The resurrection is the heartbeat of the faith. If we don't have it, we're people most to be pitied, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15. What does the resurrection mean to you?
Well, you know, David, sometimes we gloss over that term. I think familiarity can be a bad thing sometimes. We kind of roll the resurrection off our tongue. And one of the nice things about Easter is I think it makes us pause and go, wow, if Jesus died and was really raised from the dead, if the resurrection is true, that is astounding. We don't need to be too familiar with that. We need to be astounded by that. You know, when you think about a dead person, and certainly God incarnate, coming back to life, it means a lot. First of all, it means God is a God who is all-powerful. If he is that powerful that he can raise his son from the dead, then that means there's hope for me too. But that means he can certainly raise me from the dead. I mean, Jesus is the firstborn among many, so we are going to be raised from the dead when we die, and that should be extremely comforting. And it should be even more comforting when there is a crisis that at least it kind of touches on the edges of some of our fears of death, right?
It really does, especially as we deal with the COVID-19 crisis, which I think has caused many people to look death in the face like they haven't had for some time period. You know, last week I caught a mild cold. I had a fever, had some chills, and my doctor wanted me to go in just to make sure. For 24 hours there, I didn't really know if I had the COVID-19 disease or not. And I had to really worry, maybe this is my time to go. But of course, it came back negative and I'm fine. But, you know, for those 24 hours, I had to face death in a more real way. But I came back to the resurrection. I came back to the fact that, you know, if I die, I live. Mm-hmm. I really don't ever die. Christians never die. And I know that I said this at my daddy's funeral, that he wouldn't come back to this mess, even if he could. He's in heaven. It's perfect there. He would never come back here to this squalor of an earth. If we really believe that heaven is real, it's beautiful, we should not fear death, but actually be excited about the opportunity to transition our lives from this mess to the glory of heaven.
Well, and you know, not only does it give us confidence to face death, which of course is the big one, but I think the resurrection, you asked me what it means for me. I think the resurrection means for me that God is certainly, again, all-powerful, all-loving, and perfectly capable of taking care of my needs on a daily basis, which that's not something I made up. You know, that is threaded throughout his scriptures. It's his all of his promises. If the resurrection is true, then that means I can trust all those many, many promises, and I can kind of hold them in my heart, and I can also, not in a bad way, but put God to the test and say, well, this is what you said. I didn't make it up. You know, you said you're my provider. You said you're my protector. You said you'll be present. Okay, well, so I'm going to watch and see, and I'm going to really expect your word to be true because the resurrection is true. So it gives, I don't know, for me, again, as a former skeptic, now, you know, a believer for, I guess, 40 years, it's given me great confidence to know that I can trust God on a daily basis as well as with eternity.
So the resurrection for you and why we need to remember the resurrection is not only does it give us the gift of eternal life, we need not fear death, but also the promised reality that Jesus is with us, in us, facing with us every single problem we face in this life. That, as you said, he's our protector, he's our provider, and will be with us even to the close of the age, which, interestingly, is how he ends the whole Matthew 28 resurrection narrative. He says to his disciples, behold, I am with you even for every day of your life. And something else that hits me in the resurrection story in Matthew 28 is the angel says to the women, go tell the disciples that Jesus goes before them and will meet them in Galilee. Marilyn, I really like that. Jesus goes before us. Not only is he with us now, but he is with us tomorrow. He's with us wherever we go. If we should leave our house and walk around the neighborhood, he's there. If we should go to work, he's there. If he is, if you are one of the medical people working significantly and powerfully for the aid of other people with the COVID-19 crisis, he's with you. He's going before you wherever you go. I just love that idea of God goes before us. We don't need to fear anything because wherever we go, he's already there.
Well, you know, it goes along with something I've been learning actually recently, because I don't know why, sometimes a word will grab me. And I read a sentence that said, God is our provision. And so I did a little study about that word, and it comes from a Latin word, and it really means to see ahead. And during this COVID crisis, it seemed like that was awfully wonderful news to realize God sees ahead. He not only goes before us, he does go before us, but he sees ahead. He saw these days coming. He's not caught off guard by this. And since he sees ahead, again, he knows how to provide. Provide also comes from provision. He knows how to provide just what we need. He certainly knows how to protect us. He's proven that in the past. And he is our presence. And so it's funny, I noticed that every time I drive down Providence Road now, I notice the word providence, and that is what we get provision from.
Isn't that a great idea that God is our provider, but he's also our overseer, and we don't ever have to worry about anything. If we flee to the uttermost ends of the earth, he's there. If we descend even into Sheol, to hell itself, he's there. And of course, he's always with us every day that we face anything in life. It's just a wonderful reality. And also in the Matthew 28 resurrection narrative, on two separate occasions, the angel, then Jesus himself, says, do not be afraid. I just love that. Fear is the antithesis of faith. There's the old phrase that fear knocked on my door. I sent faith to answer it. Faith opened the door and fear was gone. We need to realize that faith in Jesus, especially faith in a resurrected Jesus who has overcome sin, death, and the devil, allows us to face anything and everything in our lives. We don't need to be fearful. Fear and anxiety cripple like nothing else, folks. They are the enemy's weapon to keep us from walking in deep and abiding faith. Easter Sunday means that Jesus is alive. The devil could do his worst to Jesus. He could put him on a cross, make him suffer a physically horrific death, make him for a moment, when all the sins of the world came upon him, be separated from the Father, to cry out in a Psalm 22 prophecy, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus went through all of that. It was the worst the devil could do. And on Friday, in the darkness of the death on the cross, the devil was dancing the jig. He thought he had won. But Sunday came, folks. Easter Sunday came, and therefore the victory over sin, death, and the enemy has occurred. And for those of us who believe, that power that raised Jesus from the dead now lives in us. We don't need to fear anything. We have his victory over us, and we walk in faith and victory because we know that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We know that we're more than conquerors through Jesus. We know that he who lives in us is greater than he who lives in the world. We have that reality because of the power of the resurrection.
You know, and this Easter, gosh, for the first time in David, certainly our lifetime, we don't have the ability to gather for worshiping congregations all over the world for Easter. But that doesn't stop Easter, does it?
It does not.
Maybe God can give us all ways to remember, quietly remember the resurrection, maybe reflect on it in a different way this time. And I just have to believe that he's going to give us all, people of his flock, all over the world, he's going to give us a new memories for this Easter, don't you think?
Remember the resurrection. Please, everyone, remember the resurrection. It's the bedrock of the Christian faith. It's what allows us to keep moving forward. Without that reality, we are people most to be pitied. Remember the resurrection. No matter what you're going through right now, remember the resurrection. God wins. And if he wins over sin, death, and the enemy, we can have that glorious Easter word, hope. We live in hope because we know our lives are in Jesus. Jesus' life is in us. The power that raised him from the dead lives in us, and we need fear nothing. We refuse to be afraid. We will live in hope. God will conquer this COVID-19 crisis. He will bring the economy back. Our finances will be restored. We believe that totally. Why? Because we remember the resurrection. Again, our battle cry today and every single day for people of faith. I'm David Chadwick. This is News Talk 1110-993. We'll be right back.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, let the holy anthem rise, and the choirs of heaven chant it in the temple of the skies. Let the mountains skip with gladness, and the joyful valleys ring with hosannas in the highest to our Savior and our King.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Chadwick, and this is News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Welcome back to the show. If you'd like to hear the program in its entirety, go to WBT.com and scroll down to the weekend shows. Look for the David Chadwick Show, and you can hear this program from beginning to end. It's with my wife, Marilyn, and we're remembering the resurrection. That's our battle cry today for all of you. Please remember the resurrection. It's the bedrock of the Christian faith. If we don't have that, we don't have a Christian faith. We're people most to be pitied, but folks, the reality is we do have the resurrection. We do have it as a bedrock of everything that we believe. And because Jesus lives, we're in him, we live as well. We need fear death. We need not have any kind of oversight of our lives being filled with any kind of fear. We live in the resurrection power of Jesus. We remember the resurrection. So, Marilyn, as we remember the resurrection, we need to encourage everyone to worship this weekend online, the church of their choice. Most all churches are online. Just make sure you worship, even though it's difficult not being together. You can still have a worship experience connected with other believers throughout the world and remember the resurrection.
You know, that's one of the things, David, when you said throughout the world, I just happened to realize I have gotten communications from quite a number of our friends and partnerships all over the world this week, you know, asking for prayer. And it is interesting that as Easter approaches, there is kind of a global feeling that even though we're all isolated in our homes, we're kind of in this together, and that's a really positive way of looking at it. And you're right, we can find all kinds of worship services online. You know, if your home church isn't showing it online, there are all kinds of churches around that do, but we don't have to stop worshiping this Easter. It's just going to look a little different, isn't it?
It is, and it will remind all of us, too, that worship is not just what we do on Sunday. Worship is every single day. When we have a relationship with the risen Jesus, we worship every single minute of every single day. Life is one constant worship experience as we are in touch with him, and he is in touch with us, and we live in that resurrection life in Jesus.
And as the globe kind of suffers this COVID crisis together, you know, I'm just praying right now that maybe we will celebrate an unusual type of Resurrection Sunday together, that there will be God's Spirit moving in a different way. And you know what? Like we said earlier, God wasn't caught off guard by this, and he's not going to let it defeat him. So there's going to be really something special. I think we're all going to look back and go, wow, God really came through.
And let's connect the resurrection with the ascension, because that happens too. Jesus is now sitting on the throne. He has the crown of eternity on his head, as the coronavirus is called such because it looks like little crowns are coming out of it. We need to remind ourselves that those aren't real crowns. The crown that rules the world is on the head of the risen Jesus, and we trust in him. Like you said, honey, this didn't catch him by surprise. He's going to use it for good because he claimed in his word, because of his resurrection, all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So we live in that reality of hope, knowing that God's going to use even this for good. So what I'd like to do in conclusion today, folks, is Marilyn and I lead all of you in a prayer. If you're driving around, don't close your eyes, of course, but just join us in this prayer. Or at home, just use this time as a time to focus on prayer with us as we pray for God's oversight in his resurrection power of this world right now. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, in the name of the risen Jesus, I come to you in the power of the Spirit, the third person of the Godhead who lives inside of us. And Lord, I pray now for this world caught in fear, caught in a paralysis, knowing that we don't have a cure for the COVID-19 crisis, but believing that you can provide that for us. We know, Lord, that people are working furiously to find that cure. We pray for them. We pray they'd be able to find that quickly, that there'd be some kind of antidote that could be given so that this disease never confronts this world again. And Lord, we know that you are able to do that. We trust you. We believe in you. We know the resurrected Jesus controls everything in this world, and we ask, Lord, for you to give us a cure. We also pray for the medical personnel who are daily giving their lives potentially for the cause of curing this disease. We pray for doctors and nurses and PAs, anesthetists, other medical workers on the front lines. We pray, first of all, for your protection over them. We pray, secondly, for your provision for them. We pray that they would not get this disease. We pray that none of your children who have your resurrection life living within them would get this disease. They would be free from it, and you would give them the gift of health and wholeness, Lord Jesus. We pray this in your name.
And Lord, you are the provider. You call yourself that. You call yourself Jehovah Jireh. You said, I'm your provider. And so I just pray for every person listening that whatever they need today, you are providing that, even in small ways. Lord, sometimes your small provisions are the ones that make us smile. So I pray that we'll all be alert and watchful, and that we'll see you working quietly in each of our lives during the days that we're quarantined and even beyond that. But I also pray for people that are on the front lines that may not be as like in the trenches as much as the medical workers, but I think about the grocery store workers. I think about all the people in the stores that haven't closed that are trying to serve their customers faithfully with some risk to themselves. I pray for all the restaurants that are preparing food. And Lord, I pray for you to keep our economy in this area stable, and that you would bless each one of these people that are faithfully going to work despite some risk. And so, again, just, Lord, I think during this time we're going to see some miraculous evidences of you showing yourself strong as the God of providence, the God of our provision, the God who provides, and that you are our protector, and above all else, you are our presence.
And, Lord, for the most vulnerable citizens in our community, we pray for them. We know of different organizations that are bringing meals to care for them, to give them food amidst this crisis. Lord, we pray for those of us with means that we'd be able to support those organizations that are bringing food to our most vulnerable. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that we would continue to have a heart for the needy and the heart for those who just don't have the ability to keep moving forward because of this crisis. Lord, make this something that unites our community together. Make it something that allows us all to remember that we are members of one local community called Charlotte, called Chester, called Clover, called Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Mooresville, all these areas surrounding us, Lord. We're really one human race, and the needs of one are the needs of us all. So I pray, Lord, that every single one of us, especially those with some means, would be able to contribute to help feed the hungry and to clothe the naked and to give hope to those who normally don't have hope, Lord. We pray that would be a part of our prayer today as well.
And, Lord, I pray for maybe somebody that just tuned in that isn't even sure you're real. And I pray that, Lord, during this Easter season, this resurrection season, that you would make yourself real, that people who have kind of wondered if you're there are going to experience you in an amazing way. I have a friend that takes calls at the Billy Graham Center, and she said that the thousands and more thousands of calls are coming in from people who are really willing and ready now to talk about God. They said, well, I wasn't too worried, I wasn't too interested in God, but now I want to know. Will you please tell me? And she said they're having salvations right and left.
Father, I pray in our final moments that people would come to a deep and abiding resurrection faith in you. They would put all their fears upon you, and they would receive you as Lord and Savior. And as they know you're carrying every single one of their loads, they can rest completely in you and enjoy the rest of their lives. Father, thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for this wonderful program. May we all love you with all of our hearts because we know how much you love us. It's been proven in the resurrection. And may we love our neighbors as ourselves. Lord, this is your command for us all today and always. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray this. Amen. Everyone, talk with you all next week.